Hello, everyone. This is Janilyn over at Soul Salons in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. I am sitting here soaking in the craziest, the coolest, the most really, really I just had a really exciting weekend. A lot of wins, a lot of spontaneous happiness moments, a lot of encouragement, a lot of direction, a lot of support, a lot of encouragement. Oh, wow. Okay, so my weekend started with the RX and New Serity team. I flew up to Regina and we were having a little mini conference that weekend, so I was able to go up for Friday and just got to sit in a lot of success stories, a lot of people that are being real and admitting when it's hard and admitting their wins and stepping up and, you know, just declaring that they are happy and that they found confidence in their life again. And that was basically the gist of it. So just sitting in that for the weekend on that Friday, just really kind of like set the mood, set the tone. That night I hung out with some good friends, and Saturday and Sunday were, spent, time well spent over at the Well collab with the girl, the babe, the brand babe, with her branding workshop. Her and her team, Jan Hendricks and Seja, they put on, they just did such a good job with this. I felt so incredibly grateful to be A, in that space, but B, with these powerful women that are owning it, owning their lives, and learning how to brand themselves, learning, having fun with, it's like being able to be creative with becoming a sovereign woman, a businesswoman, sovereign woman at that, stand her own to create an empire for herself. She's multifaceted. We're also multifaceted. Most of the people at that table, multifaceted, had so many hats. So how do you tie that all in? And these women, the brand babe team, they were able to really start to encapsulate some things and get decisions made on where I'm heading with this. I want a direction going into it. And I feel like walking away from that workshop this weekend, I feel so confident in what I'm doing and where I'm going with this. And that people are looking for this, and that this is something, and that my gift is something very unique, and people have been waiting a really long time to hear me and what I have to say. It felt good to stand up and declare that I awaken confidence in people. I awaken confidence in people each and every day. And that is a pretty powerful gift to have in these two hands. She also had just all the little details in there. The Friday night, they were put through this meditation by the florist at Twig and Bloom. And they got to make their own arrangements and drink champagne and just get excited for the weekend. And then those floral arrangements decorated this already beautiful space. And, you know, I think I get why people have fresh cut flowers, because that really, for me, invoked creativity and the feminine, soft, heart-based business that I am ready to create. All throughout the weekend, too, we were fed. We had Thrive juices in front of us the whole time. We got lunches by Nosh. We had treats healthy treats from Thrive as well. And then on the Sunday, I got to set up a little hair station, and I got to just polish off the lady's hair before we went and got our headshots done by Tammy at Meraki and Light. And, you know, on some people, it was like I would curl a little hair for them. And then on some other people, all they needed was a crystal comb come out. And I could see in their hair, you know, it's kind of after you blow dry, it's kind of like a little bit puffier, or it's just air dried and kind of gets a puff to it. So that's why most people put a flat iron through their hair. Well, after I did hair like that with my gem comb, this hair, I think both of our reactions were like, whoa, what just happened? So I am excited to see these pictures, because I'm excited to see just how much more awakened or alive their hair looks in their pictures because of this comb out. So I'm really interested to see how the photo captures that life force in their hair. So that was pretty cool. I went to bed feeling fully nourished from that. Then this morning came. I was a little bit nervous about going to this, but I knew that, and I know that this is where we're at right now as far as the hairdresser goes. Where's our journey heading? What is in store for us down the road as a hairdresser? What can we look forward to? And so I attended Guiding Stylist first monthly meetup, where basically it's a bunch of hairdressers getting together, sharing an idea, masterminding, basically. Mastermind group. And one of the questions on the card was, what guest speaker would you like to bring in? What kind of classes would you like to learn? Is there a class that you could teach? Those kinds of things. And I was kind of looking at that being like, I would love to bring in Andy from Crown Works. She would be my guest, 100%. So then we go and we're dishing up our brunch, and this girl behind me, she says to me, are you the crystal comb girl? And I, you know, yeah, that's me. And she said, oh, wow, just talking very excitingly about my combs that I have. And then we go and we sit down. That was fine. It was just, you know, kind of nice to know, wow, somebody that I didn't really know of knows about my combs, and you know, it's just kind of a nice little compliment hearing it from another stylist. So then we sit and we eat and we talk, and then, you know, it's all really awesome information and just a really cool environment to get to share all sorts of cool topics today. So then Kara at the end brings up the question. So is there any guest speaker or anyone that you'd love to learn from, or a class that you would like to see? And all of a sudden that stylist that was in lineup with me turns to me, points at me, and goes, I want to learn what she does. And then all of a sudden I'm already like, my hands just automatically go up around my face, and all of a sudden someone behind me goes, I want to learn what you do too. And then someone from over there goes, yeah, I want to know too. And then all of a sudden, just all the heads turned on me, and it was, and I'm sitting there, and oh, okay. And next thing you knew, I had the rest of the, basically that's how we ended the brunch, was by me getting a 4 minute platform to tell this room of hairdressers the work I've been doing my whole life, basically. And that I've been so scared to talk about because it was such a weird thing. But that's why we're here now. And that's why we were there where we were today. Because the time is now. And after discussing that, it was just like, I know in my heart now that people need this work. They need to learn this work. They need to wake up to this work. It is going to be life vibrational, frequency changing, life changing. But I can't believe I got that opportunity because someone else recognized my work and recognized that, hey, what you're doing is neat. What you're doing is different. What you're doing makes sense. What you're doing, I can recognize because it's almost like as a style, it's almost like this primal energy. And I kind of started off at that brunch when we had to do our intros. In my intro, I just remember saying my name and some whatever, and I said, I'm here to bring the lost healing art of hairdressing back to this world. And I kind of ended with that. And I looked, and every girl was staring at me and like, yeah, wow, yeah, wow, yeah. It's like, yeah, exactly. Because that's what we all are. We're healers. A hairstylist is a healer. So that has been my day. I got to see my nieces and nephews today. I got to go to Soul Foods and hang out there today. I had a very great weekend, and I really hope you did too. October, I feel good things. I feel cold. Damn, I feel cold. But I feel really, really warm and on fire and excited about what is coming down the pipe here. And I cannot wait to share this with you because this is what you've been waiting for me for. If that even just made sense there. But you have been waiting for this from me for a really long time. I've been talking about this for too long from behind the chair. And it's time to get this work out there. So here I am declaring that my October is dedicated to sharing this information anyone and everyone who is open to hearing and learning about it. With that, I hope you move forward in life beautifully, peacefully, at ease, breath by breath. Good night.